Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Fitness 360 with Ms. Fit Pro. I'm your host, Carol Wilson, a.k.a. Ms. Fit Pro. So I am really excited to be here with you. But I want to go ahead and warn you that I start training at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. So my voice may be a little bit on the fritz, so you guys bear with me on that. With that being said, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and my background. So many years ago, it's like a story, once upon a time, I gained several pounds due to unhealthy living, of course, and my journey back to a healthy weight jump-started my passion for health, wellness, and fitness, and ultimately my career. So, excuse me, I wanted to share some of my experiences with you and my vast knowledge of health and fitness. So I've been a health, wellness, and fitness professional for over 15 years. And my approach incorporates many things. I have a certified personal training certification. Let's see, I am a group exercise instructor, a Pilates instructor. I have been a group exercise manager, Pilates director. I teach kickboxing and cycling and weight training. I specialize in weight loss and creating programs for deconditioning injured people. I've worked with physical therapists, on and on and on and on. So due to my passion for fitness, health, and wellness, I just wanted, again, to share my knowledge and give everybody an opportunity to ask questions, or maybe we could discover some things together. So with that being said, I just wanted to say that this show going forward is going to be about you. So I am encouraging everybody to call in with whatever questions they've ever had about health, wellness, and fitness, be it I saw an infomercial for a great video, workout, you know, what do you think about it? Is it worth the money? Will it work? I have a bad knee. Can I, you know, do this exercise? What is the best diet plan for me? I heard about this supplement that where I can lose 85 pounds in like 2 weeks, whatever. There are no stupid questions, and I'm welcoming all of them. So it's not going to be just me, however. I have a lot of information, but I don't know everything. But since I've been in the industry for so long, I do know a lot of people. And I know a lot of people from all walks of life. And I want to share with you, from my perspective, the things that work, the things that don't, some funny stories of the different things I've tried to help people gain success on the journey. I want to share some really serious successes of people that have hurdled great obstacles and emerged victorious on the other side. Like a great movie, this show will give you lots of information. Maybe it'll make you scratch your head and go, It may make you laugh. It could possibly make you cry. But it should always make you think and hopefully give you some solutions that will make your life better and more balanced, because that's what we are all aiming for. Oh, you guys may hear my dogs in the background. Yeah, there they are. So anyway, I was saying, I have a lot of knowledge, but I don't know everything. So I am going to call upon my network of people to share some of their experiences with you. And with that, I would like to again say the show is all about you. So call in with questions, but also call in if you have something you'd like to share that you think our listeners would benefit from. That could be a motivational story, you know, some success story that you've had, or maybe one of your friends has had, maybe a good book that you read that you found inspirational, possibly some method to de-stress your life. That's also a good thing. And I want to not just focus on the physical health and wellness. I want to also focus on our total fitness. Fitness 360 is all about the balanced life. And balance incorporates a lot of things. So we will be talking about many, many different things. And you may have some expertise that you'd like to share with me. So again, I will encourage, and I'm not taking calls today, but I will encourage people to call in with their favorite story or their favorite information, anything that will be helpful to our listeners, I welcome. So some of the things that we are going to discuss in our journey for a Fitness 360 life are things like what not to do as it relates to health and fitness. Now, this is just some of the silly things that people do that I want you to think about, and this is just going to make you laugh. Things like I was sharing with one of my colleagues, things like why do people drive around the parking lot at the gym four times looking for a spot close to the door when they're there to exercise. We're going to talk about natural health tips, how to live more naturally. And we're going to try and get away from some of the processed things in our life. We're going to talk about ethnic fitness. I have a lady who's going to be here that's going to be able to share with you some of the unique struggles that some people of color have, health-wise, fitness-wise, and again, we are here to find solutions together. So she's going to offer us some solutions on what we can do if we fall in this category. I have a client, actually, that knows more about herbs, spices, and natural remedies than you can shake a stick at. So I have asked her to be here to share her knowledge, great amount of knowledge, with us. And I think you'll find some of the things that she's going to present you very interesting. One of my associate instructors is an expert in senior fitness. So, you know, we're in an age where a large number of our population is now baby boomers. So as we're getting older, we need to know how can we address our changing bodies? How can we make it better? How can we, you know, maintain our health as best we can? So I am going to bring on one of my colleagues who teaches senior fitness programs, and he is going to answer some of those questions for you. Believe it or not, some of you may not have ever thought about it, but chiropractic actually falls into the modalities of health and wellness. And if your spine is not healthy, it can actually create some problems for you. I was not aware of that until I became friends with a fabulous, this man is so incredible, chiropractor, and I wanted to bring him on to discuss with you guys the importance of keeping a nice, neutral spine, keeping your spine healthy, some of the things that you can do, eat and drink, to maintain a healthy spine, again, over the years. Excuse me, guys. And, yeah, if you have any questions for him, because I know that many people have issues with their back, although some of it is possibly related to carrying some extra weight, but we'll talk about that in another time. I want to introduce you to a fabulous lady who produces a Natural Healthy Living magazine. She, again, also is an expert in living naturally and has a bunch of fabulous tips that she's going to share with you. I'm going to bring on a massage therapist to talk to you how massage can help you with your health. Massage encourages circulation and some other things. Since I'm not an expert in massage, I am going to save that information and let him share it with you. He's the expert. We're going to discuss health and fitness for kids. You know, how are we raising our kids? What are we feeding them? What kind of start are we giving them? It's important that we, excuse me, that we at least think about how our kids are growing up and what kind of base we're giving them to start with. Because just remember, guys, that as your kids are growing, as they're young, you want to infuse them with the best things possible to help them build a good immune system, strong bones and muscles, because this is the base that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their life. It's like building a structure. You know, you want to use strong beams and sturdy wood nails. You know, you don't want to use some old reconditioned, refurbished something that is going to fall down in a short amount of time. Just a matter of thinking about it, and we're going to discuss some ways you can incorporate some healthy habits into your kid's life, which is so important. I'm going to bring some people on to discuss their personal health struggles and how they succeeded, how they got over them. I have a very, very good friend who's a personal trainer, who's also a belted martial artist. He teaches fitness for children in the area of martial arts. I will bring him on. Great, martial arts is great for children, especially to help them learn discipline and learn how to focus. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, unfortunately, one of the sadder things, children's diseases. You know, unfortunately, in our society, it's very much more toxic than it was when I grew up. Children are contracting more and more diseases, diseases that, in my age, children typically didn't have. So one of them is, of course, you know, we have a high incidence of obesity in our children. And the other thing, sadly enough, is we're seeing more and more incidence of cancer in children. I have a lady who's going to come on and talk to us about our kids' cancer and how we can help fight it. Speaking of cancer, I would also like you guys to reap the benefits of some of the cancer survivors that I have trained over the years, what the experts recommend for the survival of cancer and the highest percentage of non-reoccurrence. So there's some things you can do if you've had cancer. There's some things you can do to really increase your possibility of not getting it again. So I have a couple of people that I'm going to bring on that will talk to you about that have already gone through, and they're survivors and they're doing great. Actually, one of them is my neighbor. So let's see. We're going to talk about some natural beauty tips. So, you know, we spend a lot of money buying all these products that have all these crazy chemicals in them that we can't even pronounce. I know I can't. Believe it or not, you would be amazed. Believe it or not, there are many, many things that we have right in our house that we can use to replace some of the things that we use that are toxic to our environment. And we'll save money. Natural is always better. We are going to discuss the biblical perspective of health and fitness. I have a pastor who, excuse me, guys, warned you about the voice, who works out and eats healthy and can give you some of the scripture and share with you what the Bible actually says, what God actually says about eating and being healthy, so that you can look it up for yourself and ask any questions that you'd like. In the Fitness 360 world, again, we're talking about balance of our life. So don't we want to have healthy finances? I have two financial planners and financial experts that will come on and just give you some tips on what you should be looking at in your life, in your finances, to make sure that they're healthy going forward. All of these things, all of this information that's going to get us to the Fitness 360 balanced life is a lot about planning. So with that, I'm going to say that your mind can be your worst enemy, but it's also your greatest tool. So many of these things just require that we think a little bit about it and not just kind of run, because we're busy. We're not going to just try and run on autopilot, but actually stop and make a plan of some of these things in our lives to make them better. And if you do a little planning and you implement your plan, you will surely have some type of success. We are going to talk about weight loss surgery. I have a couple of friends and a couple of clients that have gone through it. Different kinds of weight loss surgery. One did a gastric bypass, one did the lap band, one did the sleeve, with varying degrees of results. So I know that's kind of a big thing now, and people are opting to do surgery. There are some other ways that you can achieve those successes, but if you're interested or you're thinking about doing weight loss surgery, here's an opportunity for you to ask questions about the experience. Women's fitness. We'll also bring on some people to talk about women's fitness. I am going to bring you a motivational speaker to help you in your Fitness 360 life achieve and focus on your goals. I was just talking to you about we need to do some planning and implement our plans And guys, trust me when I tell you that I understand how hard it is when you're busy. Because, yeah, I don't think anybody is as busy or more busy than I am. It could be possible, but I'm sure I'm right up there at the top of the leaderboard. Again, it just takes some planning and implementing, and that we can all achieve some success towards our balanced life. So I just want to go back to telling you a little bit about me, just in case you know, because you don't know me. For those of you who don't know me, you know the story. So it was, you know, many years ago, and I gained a whole bunch of weight. Those people who meet me now go, yeah, I can't see that, but it's really true. So I gained a whole bunch of weight, and my journey to get back to a healthy size kind of jump-started my passion for health, wellness, and fitness and my career to help others. So trust me, I know the struggles. I know it's not easy. My people tell me all the time, every day, how hard it can be. I specialize in some deconditioned people and people with injuries that have some, you know, a little bit of special needs. And I really know it can be hard. But again, there's a slogan from Beachbody. It says, decide, commit, succeed. And I love that because it's so true. So if you make the decision to achieve a goal, no matter what it is, and you commit to it. Now, commitment is not an implementation if it's convenient or, you know, if all the stars align themselves. A commitment is a pledge that no matter what, you are going to move forward with your plan. So if you decide and you make a commitment truly, then you will have to succeed. There's nothing else you can do. So decide, commit, succeed. I think I'm going to adopt that little slogan from Beachbody. And that's what I'm wanting for everybody that's listening. I want you to decide, commit, and succeed in all of your goals going forward. And again, I am here to answer questions. The show is all about you and your needs and your focus and how to get to your goals. And together we're going to learn some things, and hopefully together we're going to get to that balanced fitness 360 life. For my fitness followers, that my students in my classes, because I said, you know, I teach kickboxing and step and group weights and all these other group classes out there in the class world. I want to talk to you guys about who your favorite instructor is, who your favorite trainer is, what they teach, what you like about them, how they keep you motivated. And we may have a little contest to see who in the DFW area is helping people the most, you know, who are the favorites, who's really, you know, getting out there and getting people motivated. Oh, by the way, in case I didn't mention it, for those of you who don't know me, I am in Dallas, Texas. So if you are in the Dallas, Texas area, I want you guys to know that I am here to help you start a walking club at your church or job, or give you, you know, come out and do a little lecture for you. I'm really here to help you guys. We are going to have healthy recipes on the show. There is going to be just a plethora of information, hopefully to create some solutions for you in your quest towards your healthy fitness 360 life. Again, if you have any questions, I will, I'm not taking calls today, but I will encourage you to call in so we can discuss. And if I don't know the answers, then I will absolutely find someone who knows or get the information for you. If you have an encouraging, motivating story that you want to call and share with us, I encourage that. And if you miss the show, like I said, we'll be talking about healthy recipes, so forth. If you miss the show, no worries. We'll be archived on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you're one of my listeners and you live in the Dallas area, you are, just to let you know, entitled to 2 free Pilates classes, Compliments of Fitness 360, located at 4003 Ross Avenue near the Arts District in downtown Dallas. And you can reach them at 214-642-5122. Again, 214-642-5122. I also want to thank Patrick Cook of TaylorMade Consulting Company for encouraging me to utilize Blog Talk Radio, which will enable me to share information with you, you to share information with me, and that will allow both of us to learn something that will help us with our Fitness 360 life. Again, the goal is a more balanced life. Small businesses, I do want to tell you, if you need assistance, if you're a small business and need assistance with your multimedia marketing, you want to get in touch with Patrick Cook at TaylorMade Consulting. Again, that's Patrick Cook at TaylorMade Training and Consulting. And I suggest you go to his website. It's TaylorMade101.com. Again, TaylorMade101.com. If you guys want to contact me at Fitness360, my email address is msfitpro@fitness360.com. Yeah, I know the spelling's crazy, but that was the domain name I could get, you know, spelling-wise. So that's msfitpro@fitnz.com. I will be happy to answer any questions that you have. And, again, you can talk to Patrick Cook at TaylorMade Consulting if you need any help with your social media marketing. Or you can go to Fitness360's website at www.fitness360. Again, the spelling is F as in Frank, IT as in Tom, N like Nancy, Z360.com, www.fitness360.com. Guys, it's been so great talking to you. That's our show for today. Just wanted to give you an overview of what's come. I encourage you to join me every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And until I speak to you again from Fitness 360 and Ms. FitPro, you guys have a happy, healthy day.